Good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the teleconference where Mr. Jean-Pascal Bobst, Chief Executive Officer of Bobst Group, will be discussing the group's 2017 half-year financial results. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for the interest you show in our company by attending this telephone conference. Its purpose is to comment on Bobst Group first half-year results 2017, as well as on the outlook for the full year. With me today, Attilio Tisi, our Chief Financial Officer, and Stefano Bianchi, our Investor Relations Manager and Group Treasurer, who has replaced Giuseppe Santoro, now in retirement. The press release, which was issued this morning, and the half-year report can also be found on Bob's internet website. Bob's Group first half-year financial statements show an increase in sales and EBIT versus previous year. Net results is higher mainly due to higher operating results. At current exchange rates and business environment, we expect to slightly improve upon the full-year sales and profit guidance given last March 2017. The increase is due to the strength of the business in the first half year and a busy second semester in nearly all plants. Our telephone conference is structured in four sections. First, I will talk about the group sales and operating results for the first half 2017. Second, some additional macro analysis by business unit and by regions. Third, I will give you some information about Movent, our digital printing competence center. And finally, the outlook for the full year 2017. The group sales and operating results. The group turnover for the first 6 months of 2017 amounted to 643.2 million Swiss francs, representing an increase of 42.8 million Swiss francs or plus 7.1% compared with the same period in 2016. This positive evolution was mainly due to an overall good level of activity and a slower start of business unit Webfed in 2016. The split is as follows. Volume and price variances had a positive impact of 48.9 million Swiss francs or plus 8.1%. A change in scope of consolidation due to the acquisitions of the German company Boxplan of 1.3 million Swiss francs or 0.2%. The negative impact of exchange rates due to conversion representing 4.4 million Swiss francs or minus 0.7%. A negative transactional impact on sales volume from our Swiss operations of 3 million Swiss francs or minus 0.5%. By business unit, compared to the 2016 half-year figures, sales reached 104.5% for business unit Sheetfed, 118.7% for business unit Webfed, and 105.2% for business unit services. The group operating result shows a profit of 39.8 million Swiss francs compared to a profit of 18 million Swiss francs for the same period in 2016. The increase in the operating result is mainly due to the positive contribution from higher sales. The high utilization of all production plants also impacted positively the operating results of the first half year. All three business units improved their operating results, with higher sales, with the biggest increase coming from business unit Sheetfed, where we are benefiting from the transformation measures implemented in the recent years, but also from the business unit services, which continues to improve its processes. Business unit WebFed continues to have a less favorable product mix and a high pressure on margins. The net results amounted to 27.7 million Swiss francs compared to 9.7 million Swiss francs in 2016. The increase in net result is mainly due to higher operating results. Net cash from operating activities reduced to 7.6 million Swiss francs compared with 51.3 million Swiss francs at the end of 2016. This is mostly due to the temporarily higher inventories for machines to be invoiced in the second half of the year. The consolidated shareholders' equity reached 32.5% of the total balance sheet compared to 33.9% at the end of 2016. I will now continue with the second section, which will give you some details for each business unit regarding market situation, turnover, and operating results evolutions. Business unit SheetFed. Market situation is the following. Business activity in the first half year of 2017 was strong and followed the positive trend of 2016 with solid performance in both the corrugated board and folding carton industries. Total bookings for the first half year of 2017 were 30% better than the same period in 2016. The turnover for the business unit SheetFed for the first half 2017 has increased by 13.1 million Swiss francs or plus 4.5% compared to H1 2016. This positive volume will slightly reduce the imbalance between H1 and H2 in 2017. Demand is good in both mature and emerging markets, which, compared to last year, are reporting increased business activity that is reflected in H1 order intakes. Encouraging results are coming from China, where orders of first semester 2017 have well increased in volume and value compared to the first half of 2016. This is mainly due to a more positive economic situation, while increased pressure on prices and margins continue on this drive our customers to invest in more automated equipment. Price pressure in China remains high and profit is under pressure for this country for our all three business units. On average, all business zones are reporting double-digit percentage bookings improvements compared to the same period of last year. Some exceptions are Africa, Turkey, and South America, which are underperforming due to the political and economic factors that are slowing down investments. The operating result amounts to 12.6 million Swiss francs. The business unit SheetFed is forecasting more sales for the full year 2017 than in 2016. This is due to a good backlog and a continued positive market situation leading to a promising order portfolio. Now for the business unit WebFed. Market situation is the following. Business activity in flexible material remained in line with the previous year, although sales in the first half of 2017 have been slightly higher than last year. Total bookings for the first half year of 2017 remain stable compared to the same period in 2016, which is lower than expected. Business unit WebFed turnover for the first half year of 2017 were by 19% higher or by 18.9 million Swiss francs compared to H1 2016. This is mainly due to a slow start in 2016. the sales distribution between first and second half of the year remains still quite unbalanced. The level of order backlog and the so far positive trend in the packaging industry will allow us to increase sales compared to the previous year's volume in local currencies. Price pressure remains high, and as we are investing at the same time in strengthening the business unit well-fed market outreach, there is a negative impact on profits. The market has seen no significant changes compared to 2016. Our performance in mature and emerging countries remain in line with our targets. Countries such as China, Russia, South America remain low. Our greenfield operation in Shenzhou, our new China production site and competence center for business unit WebFed, is well underway and will be completed by the end of the year 2017. This new infrastructure will allow business unit WebFed to increase its footprint in Asia to better serve the local market. The operating results amount to minus 5.3 million Swiss francs. Let's have a look to the business unit services. Market situation is the following. First half year sales for the business unit services was strong. The turnover is growing by 5.2% or 11.1 million Swiss francs compared to first semester 2016. In the European and North American markets, the business volume increased by more than 10% compared to 2016. We had mainly more contract business such as maintenance programs, machinery inspections, and contracts for remote troubleshooting and monitoring. Greater China and India showed stagnation in service projects. After an acceptable sales level in 2016, the Southeast Asia and Japan was slightly below 2016. The operating result amounts to 33.2 million Swiss francs. The business unit services expect to see normal business development for the second half of 2017 in line with H1, considering no major business changes in the world economy. For the remainder of 2017, our focus will be to seek for increasing customer satisfaction, continue to increase in competencies to support the worldwide deployment of new products, provide continuous training to existing service technicians and hire additional ones to fulfill our product launch strategy, focus on hire, train, and retain. Let's have a look at the group turnover by geography. Looking at the distribution of sales by geographical zone, we see that Europe has decreased by 9.5% or minus 29.5 million Swiss francs versus first half 2016, and the Americas posted an increase of 7.3% or 11.7 million Swiss francs. Asia and Oceania increased by 69.3% or 69.9 million Swiss francs. Africa decreased by 31.8% or minus 9.3 million Swiss francs. This represents the consolidated situation for the group. The trend for each region is different. Europe decrease is mainly due to different investment seasonality and timing in some countries such as Italy, Belgium, or Spain. Americas is growing due to good performance of the North America market. Asia and Oceania is growing thanks to a good performance in India and Southeast Asia, and China shows better activity. Africa is overall underperforming. Now let's move on the third part our digital printing competence center, Movent. You have already got the information of the launch of Movent on July 6, our digital printing competence center, which represents a real innovation for the industry. Please go to the presentation you have on the website. This will allow me to better explain our strategy. If you did not download the presentation yet, please go on the BOPS Group website under the tab Investors and select the Download Boot button. I will start on page 14. On page 14, the title represents what is the need, what are the needs of the industry, and how we see the evolutions. On the left-hand side, you see customer needs, shorter lead time, reduced steps between creation of jobs, mass customization, extended packaging. On the right-hand side, you see the answer of BOPS digital transformation. Focus on four key elements, customer-focused solutions, which means identify real technical solutions per industry and segment of market, such as what is the right technology for label applications or what is the right technology for film applications or for folding applications or corrugated applications. Develop a versatile product range and technologies. This is key to support the first point, which is focus on customer solutions. Global workflow and front-end solutions. And finally, far most important, a cost-competitive solution in digital printing equipment. Going to the page 15, you can recognize our wheel of technology, but even more so, you see a second wheel on top, which represents an additional level of technology for digital printing capabilities. That means that midterm, BOPS Group will have not only machine with current technology for printing, Flexo and Gravure, but as we launch already in Drupa, we will have hybrid solutions such as Revo technology for Flexo printing, which we call digital Flexo. And then we will add another layer of printing capabilities, which is digital printing. You can make a parallelism compared to the automotive industry. You have the regular car, the hybrid car, and the electrical car, and the customer will decide what is the right technology for his applications. Going to the page 16, today we have two beta machines on corrugated digital printing applications, and we hold the world record for production water-based ink on corrugated. Even though those machines can deliver very high quality printing and good product for the market, we decided to stop these production and projects for mainly two reasons. And you can turn on page 17. The first reason is the overall management of system integrations being a black box from a supplier with a printing engine, and the BOPS solution to integrate this black box. And the second major point is the uptime the machine can achieve and the TCO. So you see the five first bullets being overall systems integration, chemistry, uptime, and TCO are the four major points which had decided us last year to stop this project and refocus. And an important aspect on the third line, proprietary inks, in 2014, Fuji with the Samba head came on the market with a new technology, explaining that the head and the ink will no longer be a must be married, but you can buy the head and buy the ink from a different supplier. And as of 2014, nobody on the market came with such solution, which put under pressure suppliers which do sell head and ink together due to less flexibility for the end user. Therefore, we decided in 2016 to refocus and continue our journey in digital printing. And now, what is our strategy and what is our solution? Going on page 18, you see in red on the left-hand side four major blocks. One is Kinestry, one is Print Engine, one is Machines, and the last one, Software and Electronics. Our strategy is to manage and own the knowledge of these four blocks in order to build the best competitive, reliable digital printing equipment for the industry. With this strategy, we believe we will answer the requirements of the brand owners and our customers. So how to do that? And you can turn on page 19. On the left-hand side, we want to be a developer on solutions and not an integrator anymore. We want to master the global digital printing processes, and we want to expand, of course, our expertise, which basically summarize in a nutshell in creating a new company. On page 20, you see the new company name, Movent, a Bob's Group company. Now you will ask, why a new company? Why a new name? This for two main reasons. First of all, because Movent is the integration of two other startups we did acquire in Switzerland, one for the head integration and another one for chemistry. We put the third dimension, which are Bob's employees, experts in digital printing already, and then we created a new environment, a new company with 80-plus people. The second reason is that we want to create, as already explained, a competence center for digital printing, and we want to have a group of people really focusing and dedicating 100% to this technology. And for that, we really believe that creating a new platform is the best way to succeed. On page 21, you see clearly our declaration for success of this company. And we can declare that this is a testimony of innovation spirit and innovation power. What does it really mean? A testimony is something you own. You have a great experience, you have a great or a difficult experience in your life. It's your testimony, it's your life, and with this new company, we will give testimony of a real innovation spirit and innovation power. And innovation spirit is very strong because that means that we want to come with breakthrough solutions on the market in a very humble way, in a very professional way, in a very industrial way, but changing the way digital printing will evolve over the next years. On page 22, you can read the basic technology, the cluster coupe, and this is what I can call the innovation power. Moving to page 23, it's a sketch of the printing engine, the cluster, what we call the cluster, which holds four printing heads. On the bottom layer, in blue, you see the print head layer. Those are four print heads from Fuji Sanda heads. The second layer we call mechanical layer to integrate and fix the Sanda heads. The third layer is the ink supplier layer to, of course, clean, filter, and monitor the flow of ink and fluid. And the last top layer, this is the electronic layer with the circuit board to manage each head. You will tell me what is so new in this design. In this design, you have a lot of specific topics we can talk about, but I would like to summarize with three major points. One is the miniaturization. This cluster makes 170 millimeter width, and the size of this cluster is almost four times, if not more, smaller than any other solution you find on the market. The second, everything is made in 3D printing. So not only we come with miniaturization solutions, but also we include all new technologies we can find on the market from 3D printing capabilities. And third, we have designed this cluster to reduce to the maximum the number of spare parts, therefore to optimize the cost of maintaining these heads or the cluster for the end user. On page 24, modular and truly scalable, a bottom-up design from the cluster to any machine. If you turn on page 25, you will see two clusters side by side. And you can see each cluster has four heads, and each head has different color. So we are making these two cluster bar, which we call matrix, each head having a different color, and that will be used on multipass machine, or if you want, on the scanning machine. If you move to page 26, you see a different way as a modular cluster, and we create another matrix. Here, the side-by-side cluster, always two, but each couple of cluster has the same color, blue, red, yellow, and so on. That will be what we call a single-pass machine for higher speed, higher throughput, and higher capabilities. However, the strength of these two solutions is that the quality of print remains exactly the same in both scenarios, which means high-quality print in both cases. The only difference is the net output of solution A or solution B. On page 27 and 28, you will see a schematic of what we call print station. So we move from cluster to matrix, now from matrix to a print station, because of course the print station includes the matrix, but also the prepress, the IT system, the cleaning sections, and so on. And this print station will be the same for the web type of application, which you see on page 27, or for sheet-to-sheet application, which you see on page 28. On these heads as well, and this is one of the major strategical moves from BUPST in this direction, on page 29, you see ink or chemistry company. And there we have learned over the years that if we do not master the chemistry, then we have a very hard time to understand really what type of pre-coating of ink or varnish we should apply on all various substrates. And as you know very well, the number of substrates in each domain, each industry, is huge. Therefore, we decided to invest there as well. On the right-hand side, you see that we can make research of formulas, and we can produce ink for textile, for corrugated board, sheet-to-sheet, or folding carton applications, for plastic, paper label, flexible packaging applications, or for metal, leather, and other substrates. In a summary, if you move to page 31, you will see that our strategy is based on the bottom-up approach, which we call the cluster, and it's from the same cluster we can develop, extend, expand this technology by using the right chemistry, which we call consumable and services. And to the left and to the right, you have the web application or the sheet-to-sheet applications. Now you will say, what are we all doing and what is all about? If you move to page 32, you see our high-level roadmap, which is basically launching textile machines. So yes, Movent will deliver machines on the textile, printing textile capabilities, and we do have today already two machines printing textile on the field, and this is the Textile Pro. Then we go to the Textile Extra and the Textile Ultra. What are the differences between all three names? The Pro is putting 200 square meter per hour on the floor. The Textile Extra, 400 square meter per hour. And the Ultra will put 6,000 square meter per hour. So this is our philosophy. Same quality of print, same quality of ink, same printing engine, but different throughput. Then you see the two last nine, label 170 and label 340. Those machines will be presented in Label Expo end of September on two different applications. One will be UV ink application, and the other one will be water-based ink application. And the novelty, you will tell me what is the novelty, what makes us different, is mainly that, as I told you, the comprehensive size of the machine, flexibility, reliability should be better than our competitors, and the total cost of ownership should be much more competitive than any other solutions on the market. If you want to have a look on the machines, I will ask you to go on page 34, and for the textile industry, flags, curtains, fashion, you will see on page 35 a sketch of our Textile Pro machine, the TX801, with eight colors. It's a scanning machine, and this can put 200 square meter per hour on the floor with high resolutions, precisely 2000 DPI resolution. If you continue on page 36 for label, you can discover on the page 37 our two label machines, 170, the small one on the bottom, and the 340 on the top. To give you a size frame, the small machine on the bottom can be put on a euro pallet per section, per module. You see two modules on the machine. Each module can be put on a euro pallet, so very compact, very customized for the customer, but very efficient from a cost perspective. So from my side, it's over from this chapter, Digital Printing Competence Center Movement. And of course, we will give you more information during our roadshow in November 9 in Zurich when we will meet. The first product developed under this new brand, as I told you, is a textile machine. The second are mini label and narrow web label for flexible material applications, label applications, or folding carton applications. And now, finally, I will come to the last section, the outlook of the second half of 2017. The group expects to see the same trend as in H1 2017. We expect a busy second half of 2017 in nearly all plants. The group is confident of achieving slightly higher full-year sales and slightly higher operating results compared to 2016. We will continue to develop and adjust our product offering while the global markets remain very challenging but quite good, with very tense political situations in some regions. The mid- to long-term financial targets of at least 8% operating results and a minimum 15% return on capital employed remain unchanged. To conclude, we would like to highlight the following. The group continues to implement its strategy based on the following priorities: quality and customer satisfaction. We will invest in and develop the skills of our technicians because the quality of our machines and services is mandatory and customer satisfaction is part of our mission and pillar of our culture. Competence Center Digital Printing. Its strong efforts are made to become a leading player in the digital printing segment. Growth. We are looking for growth by expanding our product portfolio and, of course, by opening our third production site in China. And the continuous improvement culture stays on the list of our priorities because the operation excellence of the company is a culture, not a program. Despite difficulties to create a reliable forecast with the given uncertainties, the group remains positive for the year 2017. We do continue our transformation journey with joy, passion, and dedication to success, with the objective to create value for our stakeholders. Thank you very much for your attention. We are now ready to answer your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you wish to ask a question, please press the star or asterisk key, followed by the digit 1 on your telephone keypad. We will take questions in the order received and will take as many as time permits. Once again, please press star or asterisk, followed by 1 if you have a question. The first question comes from the line of Thomas Baumann. Please go ahead, Thomas. You're now unmuted.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for the opportunity to ask questions. I have a few, if I may. First of all, I would like to ask the financial performance of Sheetfed. I see that you have 10 million more sales, but 15 million more EBIT in the first half. You mentioned, Jean-Pascal, the improvement in on the cost base, but maybe you can get a little bit more specific what's behind this performance. Then my second question actually goes to Move On or Move End. You're going to consolidate this new company as of mid-year, if I'm not mistaken, with minorities of 49%. I wonder whether you could give us some indications or additional information with regard to the financial profile of Movent. I understand you could fully consolidate it, but what impact it might have on the minority line, that's actually the focus of my question. And with regard also to Movent, you showed the planned rollout on slide 32, and I can see that there's actually a lack of applications or machines for the package, for the non-label packaging area. If you could share your ideas and views, how quickly you think you can come up with a digital solution, let's say corrugated or flexible, with a bigger width. Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas. First question regarding Sheetfed. Yes, Sheetfed had a good momentum and good win H1 this year. Most important for us, as you underlined as well, is the bookings, the increase in bookings for the first half. That shows also the effect and the good echo on the market after the Drupa, but not only Drupa being only 14 carton, so it's only a portion of that, but corrugated remains stronger than expected. We told you already that corrugated for the last 3 years was already very strong, and we were expecting a slow decline, going to a good level, but not as high. And we have to, with pleasure, recognize that corrugated continue to be strong. So voilà. So this is the two main factors of the top line growth. And on the cost-based performance, we have, of course, also we start to see results of our group transformations and optimization of modular concept and so on and so on. And that might continue over the next years to come. The other aspect on this improvement for Schibsted is, as you know, when your industrial capacity is very well used from January 1st, of course, you can optimize the results. But if you start with a low Q1, which might be the case quite often, then you cannot recover what you didn't ship the first days of the year. So those are the two major reasons why Schibsted can show a better EBIT. On the Schibsted as well, we can say that we have less cost in digital. Now going to the movement topic, because as we reduce, of course, the investment energy in the previous program, and we worked full to create movement, the H1 cost for digital is less than H1 in 2016. H1 17 is less than H1 16. But for the full year, I will comment a little bit later. So this is the third point why Schibsted had a better EBIT level for H1 17. Going to movement, I cannot give really financial profile. I don't want, because of, you know very well, our competitive landscape. This market is a very aggressive market. You have a lot of different suppliers, and Bob's want to be a leading player in this field. What does it mean? It means that overall, we will continue the spend we had over the last years. We don't change our guidance. That remains the same. However, we need, as I said, to really focus on the full-fledged technology solutions from head integration, ink competitiveness, price competitiveness, and machine uptime to be competitive and make a difference on the market. And I will be more than happy to meet, as I said, in November to explain really our solutions and business case on the market, which we will launch and announce late September during Label Expo in Brussels. The last point is on the corrugated, you said missing machines and corrugated and folding carton landscape. You're absolutely right. I will not disclose any more information on that due to competitive situation. But, of course, we are working on these machines, and those will be the next product we will launch over the next years. Did I answer your question, Thomas?
Yeah, that answers my question very much. Maybe, maybe indirectly asked, you're guiding now for slightly higher sales and slightly higher profits. Does, when it comes to profits, does that also refer to net profit after minorities slightly higher, or is that before minorities? Sorry for being so detailed.
Yeah.
Good morning, Thomas. This is Attilio. The guidance is before minorities.
Before minorities. Okay, hopefully.
Thank you.
The next question in the queue comes from the line of Remo Rossinow. Please go ahead. You're now unmuted.
Yes, hi. Thank you. Did I get that right concerning MoveOn, that the first machines, i.e. Textile Pro, are actually already sold now, as I see here, ahead of the Label Expo, and that the next one, Label 170, should be sold, starting to be sold shortly after the label expo. Is that correct?
You are. Good morning, Raimo. Thank you for the questions. You are right. The textile poll, we have already two beta on the field. We started to put early this year, and we will start selling shipping machines September, end of August, September now. For the label machine, this year we will put on the market beta machines, 3 to 4 machines, and we start to ship machines, sale machine, February, March next year.
Okay. And, I mean, what kind of, you know, potential do you see there in numbers? I mean, do we talk about a few dozen machines per year, you know, if the market picks it up, or hundreds of machines, or just to get a feeling here?
Yes. I guess you have to start, Remo, with a much lower number. I dream to sell 1,000 machines, but it's not the case. Again, maybe let's step back before giving a number. Let's step back. You see that we are going into a lot of different technologies, and you can ask, why textile? And the answer is simple. The Radex company we took over, they started with a textile machine. So I said, okay, we continue, because in textile business, printing is huge. And it's certainly a very attractive business for us. We made, of course, the math and the business case, and it does make sense. Now, for any type of product, new technology, you come to the market, you need a ramp-up phase. And as you know, it's a new brand. So we have our own sales and service network. So we need to build up this sales and service network, which is time, money, cash, you need a lot of cash to ramp up these. So over the next 2 years, it will take time to ramp up machines. But if you look long-term, 5 years down the road, yes, it will be a substantial amount volume-wise. But for the next 2 or 3 years, it will be more 5, 10, 12 machines per type than 50 or hundreds.
Okay. Understood. Then another question, again, on the outlook of the second half. You mentioned the press release and also in your presentation that part of the reason for this very good EBIT in the first half was actually operating leverage in combination with operating excellence, i.e. all the measures you implemented over the last few years to get efficiencies up, structures, improving structures and so on. So, looking in the second half, you mentioned in your outlook that you expect a very busy second half in nearly all plants. You also mentioned that you have a reduced net cash position because of temporarily higher inventories for machines to be invoiced in the second half of the year. That also speaks for a good top-line development in the second half because the machines are already there, just not invoiced yet. High operating leverage should continue in the second half. As you say, the operating improvements and operating leverage is not going away. Top line should improve further. So it's difficult to come up with just a slightly higher sales number for the full year, actually.
Yeah, I thank you for your remarks, and I fully understand. Don't forget 3 points. First, we are investing heavily. If you look at the results of business unit WebFed, it's not at the level we want, of course, today. Why? Because, as I said, two main comments, large pressure on pricing and therefore profitability. We are still investing a lot in development, coming with new products. And second, we want to expand and grow in business unit WebFed, which is short-term more SG&A, but long-term should bring what we want to do. And this is the launch of the third company in Shanghai area, Shenzhou, and those are all much more cost than a normal year. So 17 and 18 will be investment year for all years for business with WebFed, and that goes against a higher profitability level. Second, as I said, the movement is fully consolidated in our results, of course, and the charges in H2 17 will be higher than H1 17. So you have an unbalanced charges for digital technology, H1, H2. And then on the H2 2017, we will be busy, but we continue to invest, as well as we said, if you remember, our BOSS business system, which is a common joint process and IT system worldwide for the group. We are launching three sites over the next 8 months, which is India and the two in China. And all those programs are investment for the future, which will not boost, if you want, quote-unquote, the results you would like to see for 17. So that's why we give this guidance of slightly higher, because this is our best estimate as of now.
Okay.
You want to add?
Yes, Remo, good morning. Maybe just as a reminder, H1 2016 was quite strong. So we invoiced 846 million compared to 806 in H2 2015, which was also not so bad. So when you compare to previous year, we are confident that we can make a similar H2. But I think you cannot expect that we have a similar leverage H2 17 to 16 as we had for the comparable first half of the year.
Okay. But let's say a similar performance as last year in absolute numbers, sounds sensible to you, taking all these, relativations into account.
From a sales point of view, yes.
Okay. Then a financial question. In the first half, there was the 3.8 million income from associates, which compares to zero in the first half last year. And then in the full year, we had 8.4 there. What was the difference here, and what should we expect on that specific line for the full year?
Yes. This comes mainly from the participation in BHS we have, and they have introduced in 2016 SAP and had a very tough time beginning of the year 2016 to ship spare parts and to invoice services. So they were actually late with their revenues in H1 16, catched up, and are now much more balanced from a total year than they were last year. So from that point of view, as of today, because they were already last year overall on a very good level, it should be similar. So full year should be similar than last year.
Okay, so we cannot add the 3.8 to the 8.4.
I unfortunately probably no.
Okay. Thank you. That's that for the moment.
Thank you, Armin.
The next question comes from the line of Armin Reckberger. Please go ahead. You're now unmuted.
Yes. Hello, gentlemen. You mentioned two companies you bought for digital printing, one regarding ink and the other one head. Can you name the companies? Then the label machines you're going to show on this exhibition in September, are they on which basis for the ink, on UV or water-based? And if not water-based, when will be the first machine water-based on the market? And then my last question, H1, H2, again, unbalanced but less. I mean, yes, you answered roughly this question already in same amount of sales second half year 2017, like second half 2016. So, you can ignore this
Thank
question.
You.
I mean, it's already answered. Sorry.
Good morning, Armin. This is Attilio.
Hello, Attilio.
On the first question, actually, we didn't buy all the companies, so we merged. Radix has been fully merged together with a Bob's company, but for the ink development and production and for some mechanical engineering, there we integrated activities, but we didn't buy these companies. So there are two companies in the market which continue for separate activities, their life, but we took people and their expertise on the payroll of our newly merged Movent company. So Movent is a merge of four companies, and on top of that, we have integrated people and expertise from two more companies.
Mm-hmm. And to complete a bit on the ink, this is basically, you remember the Ilford site, and Ilford went bankrupt in 2014, mm-hmm. and then you had small companies starting businesses or continuing businesses left and right. And so we approached one of these companies, and we took, let's say, 80% of their activities, not 100%. And with the applications, with production capabilities, and we can produce up to 500 tons of ink at Ilford, previous old Ilford site, which is in Marly, Fribourg. And that's one of the activity. And the other, as Atio said, is Radex. And Radex is another conglomerate of other small companies, and that we took over. So that's a bit complex, but when we meet, we can explain more what type of competence and so on. On the
ink side, it's Ilford, and on the head?
Radex. It's Radex.
Radex at the head side.
Yes, and the previous is not Ilford anymore. Ilford went bankrupt.
Spin-off of companies
inside, and we went with one of these companies which continue from, they continue their business on one side, and we took capabilities on the other side. Mm-hmm. And for the ink, you ask for Label Expo. Of course, we come with UV ink, 6 plus white, so we will be fully compatible for the requirements on label because you need white. And today you don't have so many people able to jet white ink, and that we will do. And we'll come with water-based ink in the same time, 4-color water-based ink in September, and 6-plus white water-based in Q1 next year. And to our knowledge today, if we are not the first one, we will be one of the first coming with water-based ink for label.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, then an additional question. If I look at the machine for textile, the width is very big, so 1,800 millimeters actually. So what keeps you away from going at such big widths for corrugated or folding carton as you have this modular system for the heads?
You're absolutely right, and this is in our roadmap.
This is in your what?
This is in our roadmap. So we are coming, roadmap. We will come with our roadmap on corrugated and folding carton, but not today. I cannot give you more precise information. But yes, we have the right width, we have the right technology, and the right scalable modular systems to go on corrugated and folding carton. But today I cannot give you more deadline or roadmap information on this domain.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The final question in the queue comes from the line of Alexandra Bossert. Please go ahead.
Good morning. I just have a couple of follow-up questions. One is on the net working capital. I mean, there was a sizable outflow in the first half. How do you expect this to be in the second half? Do you expect to reverse it? And the second question I have is on CapEx. You earlier guided for CapEx of 50 to 55 million for the full year. Is this still valid? And the last question, you always had this equity ratio target of 40 to 45% in the mid to long term. Is this still valid? Thank you.
This is Attilio Tisi speaking. So for your first question, net working capital, what you see at the end of June is a very typical pattern. So we are, when you look at the overall year, I always mention when we meet in March that I'm less concerned about the fact that we can recognize revenue in a more imbalanced way as long as our factories are well loaded all year long. So already at the end of June, the work in progress, the either completely finished or semi-finished machines, is always very high. So yes, from that point of view, we are confident that our inventories will be assuming a similar level of activity as last year. We should come down to the similar level. So no deterioration from an inventory turn point of view. In contrary, of course, if you would have significantly more business already for 2018, then we might end up with a slightly higher work in progress than we had last year. But so from that point of view, it should come down. At the same time, at year end, receivables are slightly higher because we ship a lot of products in the last 6 to 8 weeks. So this is also the reason why we recognize late in the year. And at the same time, payables should also remain high as activity continues to be good. So to overall give you feedback on net working capital, from our point of view, it should remain at least as good as last year, where we had already reached a very good ratio to sales. For the second one, capital expenditure, beginning of the year, we guided for 50 to 55 million. As you mentioned, as of today, we think that we will be some 10 million higher, so more in the 60 to 65 million. This is for two reasons. On one side, some of capital expenditure we expected to complete in 2016 slipped into this year. This is mainly the renewal of our PC fleet, something we do only every 4 to 5 years. And on the other side, we have several initiatives to improve our sites, so investing also in buildings. And there we have slightly higher costs than expected, and we also think about anticipating some work in a multi-year program where we have the contractors already on site and could gain in efficiency if we do some work already this year instead of having it beginning of the next year. And for the last question relating to the equity ratio, yes, we stick to our target to move to a level of 40 to 45%. However, we don't have a clear date for that. So we want to get to a higher ratio. As you know, we have some bonds which will get to maturity in 19 and 20. We already mentioned that as long as we continue to have as good cash flow from operations, and there is no reason to doubt that this will go on, we will have the financial capacity to reduce the debt level, which will shorten our overall balance sheet and which would have a quite significant impact on the equity ratio. So additional profits will continue to increase equity in absolute values. And if we don't renew all the outstanding bonds, this will shorten the balance sheet. So we will have a double leverage on the ratio.
Okay, so at least partially you intend to pay down the bonds when they mature with cash rather than refund in the markets.
In particular, as long as the banks will threaten us with negative interest rates, our capacity to hold cash without additional cost is limited, yes.
Okay, thank you.
There appear to be no further questions. I'd like to hand the meeting back to Mr. Bobst for his closing remarks.
Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to thank you for your questions and interest for our group. Within a volatile business environment, Bobst Group is pursuing its strategy to deliver the expected sustainable profitability. More information will be given to you during our next meeting for our traditional update on the full year activity, which will take place on November 9 in Zurich. Thank you very much. Have a nice vacation. With a warm regards from the Lake of Geneva.
Thank you, Mr. Bobst. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes today's conference. On behalf of the Bobst Group, thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect your handsets.